Well, let's bring Dharmi Kapadia in, who's from the Centre on Dynamics of Ethnicity at University of Manchester, snappily titled department. Dharmi, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you were involved in the research. What do you make of Sabirul Islam's analysis of his own community?
I think some of it might be based on some wrong assumptions about the Bangladeshi community.
Such as?
I think, for example, it's not fair to say that the Bangladeshi community are lazy and lack ambition. I actually think that if you look at the experience of other ethnic minority groups within the UK as well, they're also facing discrimination when it comes to the job market and when it comes to education as well. So I think it's unfair to stigmatise one community for actions that are not their own doing. And I don't think the government in this country has done enough to tackle racial discrimination, religious discrimination in this country. But just to say that the analysis we did is for people aged 25 to 49. And most of these people were born in this country, they were educated in this country, and there's no reason why we should be seeing such high levels of unemployment for groups such as the Pakistani and the Bangladeshi groups, but also Black Caribbean and Black African groups. We're not just talking about one ethnic minority here.
No, of course, but as this is the BBC Asia Network, we have focused on the Bangladeshi community. But so, Dharmi, are you willing to discount everything that Sabirul has said? I mean, after all, he lives in the community. He comes from that community. He feels as though, as you heard him say, that he was largely ignored and his success was largely ignored by his own community for 4 or 5 years. He's saying that the Bangladeshi community has a very insular attitude to life.
I'm not discounting his experience and his opinions at all, but I think there's a bigger picture to be looked at. Now, for example, there might be a reason why some ethnic minorities, such as the Bangladeshi people, want to stay in areas where there are other Bangladeshi people. There's shared language, there's shared culture.
Well, Pakistanis do it, Indians do it, Sri Lankans do it.
Of course. And now you've got to remember as well that some ethnic minorities live in some of the most deprived areas, and the opportunities that are available in those areas when it comes to getting jobs, access to education, is not as equal as it is in other areas of the country. So you must bear that in mind.
Mm. But how do Bangladeshis compare to Indians, Pakistanis and Sri Lankans when it comes to this issue of unemployment then?
So Indian men have about the same unemployment rates as white men. So it could be that the Indian group have had better access to education, have been able to kind of capitalise on that and get into the labour market.
Okay.
When it comes to Pakistan, Bangladeshi men are not having the same opportunities. And when we look at part-time work...
Could I ask you, sorry, just to be specific, are Pakistanis 4 times more likely to be unemployed compared to white men, or are they nearer towards the Indian side of things than they are towards...
So we've got this figure of 4 times, but I think we've actually been misquoted. It's actually 2 times as high. It was much higher. In 1991, the figure was almost 3 times as high. So unemployment is actually coming down to Bangladeshi and Pakistani men. It's about twice as high as the white group men.
Just to be clear, you've been misquoted, and it's actually... Bangladeshi and Pakistani men are twice as likely to be unemployed, not four times. Right, OK, and Indian men... So Pakistani and Bangladeshi men are suffering...
Twice.
Right, OK, so they're on a level playing field. Well, OK, well, that opens the discussion up, because then, of course, we can argue what is happening to the Pakistani community.
You've got to bear in mind as well, there is not just discrimination based on ethnic background. There could also be discrimination based on religious background, and it's likely that a large percentage of Pakistani and Bangladeshi men are Muslim. So we do need to consider the fact as well that there's Islamophobia in the workplace and in wider society.
So you're not looking at all then, because of course you're not discounting his experience, anecdotal experience, but you aren't willing to say, of course, that there's, because there isn't, presumably, any evidence to back up the fact that there are cultural reasons why these groups are less likely to be employed than Indians?
Well, I think that Bangladeshi men still want to get into the labour market. So when we look at how many people actually have got a job or are looking for a job, their levels are similar to that of the white group. But it's, when it comes to unemployment, we're seeing that they're actually more disadvantaged. So I wouldn't want to agree with Sabo there and say that people don't want to get a job. I think they do. And we've got this really...
What about this cash-in-hand culture? What about this text that came in that was saying that he knows a Bangladeshis because he owns a restaurant who'd prefer to be paid cash-in-hand and still sign on, thus making the statistics somewhat skewed?
But does that happen just in a Bangladeshi community?
Well, let's look at the restaurant trade as an employer in the Bangladeshi community. It must be a major employer, isn't it?
Yeah, I would agree with you that there are a lot of Bangladeshi men at work in the restaurant trade. But there must be, I would say, I don't have the evidence to back this up, I haven't done stats on this, but there's probably people who are working in other cash-in-hand jobs as well, in other ethnic groups. So I think it's unfair to say that it's just Bangladeshi men that are getting cash-in-hand and they're claiming benefits on top of this. I think that's unfair to say that. And the likelihood is that that has been blown out of proportion as well. It's not everyone that has a cash-in-hand job and claims benefits. Mm. I'm sure that is just a small number of cases.
Mohammed, has anyone ever expected you to pay them cash-in-hand?
No. Never expected. But if anyone expected, I won't take them on. But I do agree with the lady what she was saying. Yes, every group